From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, is acknowledging that some civilians were at least injured in an airstrike yesterday against two hijacked fuel tanker trucks.
From what I have seen today and going to the hospital, it's clear to me that there were some civilians who were harmed at that site.
McChrystal did not say if any civilians were among the 60 or more people killed in the attack. He was speaking after visiting a hospital where some of those wounded are being treated, including a 10-year-old boy with severe burns. NATO investigators are looking into the attack. Universities and colleges are just barely into the new semester, and they're already seeing a steady stream of suspected swine flu cases. School administrators are watching closely, hoping to keep the spread of swine flu in check. NPR's Larry Abramson has more.
Many schools are reporting cases in the dozens. Schools in Georgia are reporting some of the highest numbers. Emory University has seen more than 200 cases, so have Georgia Tech and the University of Georgia. Washington State University is reporting 2,000 cases of flu-like symptoms among its 25,000 students. Public health officials say the numbers are in line with what they've been expecting as different flu strains, including swine flu, spread throughout the U.S. But schools are staying open and urging sick students to stay in the dorm. Some schools have set aside special sick dorms. Symptoms on campus have been mild, and the American College Health Association says there are no reports of flu-related deaths and, so far, few hospitalizations. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Two astronauts from the Space Shuttle Discovery are beginning a spacewalk outside the International Space Station. From Orlando, Pat Duggins reports.
Spacewalkers Krister Fuglsang and Danny Olivas will be working as electricians outside the space station. The two astronauts will install power cables for a module and its observation dome, which will be delivered by a shuttle crew in February. The crew members will also attach electrical wires to heaters to keep one of the space station's docking tunnels warm. This is the third and final spacewalk during Discovery's mission to the outpost. During the two earlier work sessions, astronauts were placed an ammonia tank on the station's cooling system. Another shuttle crew training in Houston for a future flight watched this work from the ground. They'll replace another ammonia tank on the outpost next year. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
Finance ministers from the world's largest industrialized nations have agreed to raise capital requirements for banks and to restrain excessive pay for bank executives. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner.
The financial system is showing signs of repair. Growth is now underway. However, we still face significant challenges ahead.
Geithner and his counterparts meeting in London agreed that monetary and fiscal policy must remain expansionary for as long as necessary to prevent a slide back into a global recession. The finance ministers stopped short of calling for caps on bankers' pay, though. The U.S. and Britain had opposed firm pay limits. This is NPR News from Washington. Fire crews are making slow but steady progress in their effort to contain the massive wildfire north of Los Angeles that has destroyed more than 76 homes and other structures and killed two firefighters. The blaze has charred more than 240 square miles of land. The fire is now nearly 50% contained. A $100,000 reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible. Investigators have determined the fire was deliberately set. One of the nation's busiest bridges is closed to traffic for the Labor Day weekend. The San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge is undergoing major earthquake safety improvements. From member station KQED, Rory Gallagher has the story.
On any given day, the Bay Bridge carries 280,000 vehicles between San Francisco and Oakland, but it's now temporarily closed. Construction crews are replacing an entire 300-foot section. Bart Ney with the California Department of Transportation is on the bridge, witnessing what he calls the single biggest construction operation in state history.
What we're trying to do is create a new seismically safe bridge in the same footprint as a historic bridge that's sitting there. So what we're doing is we're routing traffic around, we're cutting a section out, we're building a new bridge, all in a very short period of time.
The bridge is set to reopen Tuesday morning by 5 o'clock. For NPR News, I'm Rory Gallagher in San Francisco.
Five people were killed when a small plane crashed in heavy fog in Oklahoma. The plane was en route to Dallas when it went down in a park near a baseball field in Tulsa shortly after takeoff. Investigators believe the plane may have hit a guy wire from a communications tower. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.